message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Can I hear you say a big amen? Something definite will happen to you in this meeting today. I'm grateful to God for the privilege to be in His presence and to be able to worship Him. Anointing for divine surprises. Anointing for divine surprises. And it's our covenant day of work and career breakthrough. We'll be focusing on work and career and vocation. We'll be looking critically at the issue of work and career and vocation. Our God is a God of divine surprises. And to receive divine surprise is to receive something amazing. Something out of this world. Something that you can't get by your own power or qualification. Something that you yourself, you are shocked. You are amazed. You are excited. What kind of God is this? God is going to embarrass somebody with blessings here today. Let that person say the loudest amen.
Amen.
To receive a surprise is to receive a miracle. To receive a surprise from God is to receive from God a miracle. To receive a surprise from God also means to receive a testimony or a blessing. And of course, to receive a surprise from God is to receive God's favor. One of the major areas that God likes to bless us and to surprise us is in our work, our business, our career and vocation. God loves to bless His children in their career. He loves to bless them in their vocation. He wants them to prosper. In 3 John verse 2 says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. I mean health as your soul prospered. God's desire is that you do well and you will do well in life. What is your work, career, or vocation? What is work? What is career? What is vocation? That is what you are doing daily or regularly for living or as a means of livelihood. What is your work? What is your career? What is your vocation? It is what you are doing for living or what you are doing regularly, daily or regularly, which can also be a means of livelihood. I'm happy to tell you this morning that the first thing that God gave to man is work. That's why I always tell young men that want to get married, I will ask you, what work are you doing? Because you must have work before you can bring in a woman. You know, women and money, they go together. The first thing that God gave Adam is to give him a job, to give him a work. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. God gave unto Adam work, and the Lord took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it. Someone say dress it. And keep it. He gave him responsibility to do. Your work gives you worth. Work failure is life failure. It is important that your work is working. Once you don't have work, devil knows that once he has tampered with your work, he has tampered with your life. And that's why there's so much attack on people's businesses and careers all over the place. But you and I will be exempted. I say you and I will be exempted. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, God is interested in the work of your hands. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 7. The Bible says, for the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He had blessed thee in all the works of your hands. God will bless you in all the works of your hands. God will bless you in all the works of your hands. God will bless you in all the works of your hand. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. It says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures. The heaven to thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures, the heaven, to give thee rain unto thy land in his season. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
And to bless, someone say, and to bless. And to bless the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. So, friends, God is interested in how you are faring. God is interested in how your business is moving. God is very interested. I must tell you, as God is interested, the devil is also interested. All our fathers, their work was robust. I mean, I can't imagine somebody having 318 servants. All their work was working. Your own work will work. Your own business is going to work. And why do you need to walk? Number one, your walk is the gateway to destiny, accomplishment, and actualization. Your walk is the gateway to your to the actualization of your destiny, the actualization of your vision. It is through walk that you walk it out. Why do you need to walk? Number two, your walk is the gateway to prosperity and increase. When you are walking, you have created a channel for increase in your life. When you are walking, you have created an avenue for God to bring increase to your life. You will hear something today. Number three, why do you need to walk? Your walk brings glory to God and His kingdom. Your walk, your business, your career, your vocation brings glory to God. When people see the institution that you are working on or that you are working in, they must give God the glory. When they see your setup, when they see what God is doing through the channels of businesses you run, when they see what God is doing in the ministry that you are involved in, they lift up their voice and they thank God for you. And somebody is here today. Glory will be given to God because of your life. I say glory will be given to God because of your life. And number four, why do you need to walk? Your walk gives you influence in the society. If you don't have work, you have no influence. It is in the area of your work and your business that you have influence. When you are not working, they say, go to his house anytime. You will meet him there. He doesn't go anywhere. He's only playing IU. He doesn't do anything. That is, such people have no influence in the family, in the society. I've told you the story before of a man, eldest in the family, who had nothing to do. Who was, of course, definitely very, very poor. And the mother died. And one day he was going in Oshodi, in Lagos, and he met someone. I said, well done on the spending of your mother's burial last weekend. He said, what do you mean? My mother is okay. I said, no, the burial that was conducted of your mommy. He said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And he phoned, borrowed recharge card from MTN. Because, of course, his purse would be empty. And quickly called his brother. What's going on? Is mommy okay? What's going on? Oh, sorry. I forgot to tell you, we did mommy's burial over the weekend. So, if we told you, there's nothing we would have done about it. So there's really no need, not to bother you. You just did it so that later when we want to do the 40 days, we can just tell you that you should. When work is absent, influence is lacking. When work is absent, worth is absent. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. So God, work is there. I'm working. It's not just that you need work. It is mandatory. It is essential. If I pour 25 gallons of king's oil anointing oil on your head and there's still no work, there's no channel for God to give you surprises. There's no channel. This morning, I'll be showing you quickly hindrances to divine surprises in work and career. What are the hindrances that makes people's work not to work? Why are some even working, yet it's as if they are not working? I'll be showing you this morning. And I trust God that as we go into the anointing session, everything that has either to stop your work from working must be destroyed in Jesus' name. Hindrance to divine surprise in work and career is turning your work into a God, that is small g God. Turning your work or your business or your studies into a God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. The blessings in your business, in your work, is supposed to be an addition. And our God is a very jealous God. When you make Mammon, the God of money, your God, God exempts himself. He separates himself. In 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 17. 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 17, God explains to us how he's ready to separate himself. Because they are forsaking me. May you not forsake God. And have burnt incense unto other gods. and they are that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hand. That's where I'm going. They provoke God to anger because they submitted 99% of their life to the job and left only 1% to God. When they say God, forget God. Let's go for weekly service. Forget it. I'm tired from work. I've been working from morning till night. Now, I don't think I have it. And I'm going to work again by 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. God said, once your work gets to the level whereby your work is now the one that is your God, He said, I exempt myself from your life. I leave you with it. And so, such people walk without any surprise. Such people walk without any benefit. They are on the floor and they are pursuing wind. Can somebody pursue wind and catch wind? Say, I will catch this wind. I will catch this wind. In Proverbs 10 verse 22, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. God is the one that blesses. Any other work you are doing without God inside, zero. So, it's important that you don't turn your work or your business or your career into your God. So remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Remember that special day. It's for me. I've been privileged to travel to a few countries abroad. And some of the times on Sunday, I see that that is the day some people go to stadium. That is the day some people go to. And that's why their economy is dwindling. The nations that used to be in charge before, they are suffering like anything now. Because God has been brushed. You go to churches in the morning, you only see old people, like 80 years old upward. Like maybe 14, 13 of them. And then the old priest, because nobody wants to, no young man wants to pastor somebody like that, because you know. Can you imagine? Once you separate God from your life, friends, you are empty. So empty. If not for God. At the pastor's prayer yesterday, one of our beloved pastors was leading the prayer last night when we were praying for you. He said, let's thank God for these people. Let's thank God for these people. He said, somebody told him that in another place, the person lost somebody and they went to the burial ground. And in the burial ground, in the morning, they had dug 15 holes. And within less than 1 hour of their being inside that burial ground, the 15 holes of dead people were already complete within 1 hour in Ilorin here. Just one burial ground. They were burying their own person and they saw 15 different holes. Within 1 hour, 15 people are already inside the hole. My work, my business, my work, my career, my work, my work, my work, my work, my work. Yet, there's nothing to show. Spend all the energy and all the time in the office. Not even a single word of prayer to God. They are even doing fellowship in the office. Saying, it is that fellowship time that you have time to go to the toilet. It's that fellowship time that you use to go and eat something. In my place, they say they are trying to save a chicken from an eagle. He says, no, they don't want me to go to the to that pit. That place to go and eat something. What we are saying is not for our personal benefit, it's for you. May the Lord give us understanding. May the Lord give us understanding. Number two hindrance to divine surprise in our work is laziness and slothfulness. Any lazy man or woman cannot enjoy divine surprise in his work and career. Proverbs 22 verse 29. See that with man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men. It doesn't matter if you are a man or a woman. The circle of diligence is important so that you don't end up as an indigent person, as a nonentity, as an empty person. One thing your name must not be mentioned with in life is that you are a lazy person. Your name must not be mentioned with it. I have never seen one person that work killed. Say it is work that killed this person. If work kills, people like us by now should have gone. So the issue of laziness. If you see a lazy person, you can predict the future of that kind of person. Lazy person doesn't jam fortune. Lazy person doesn't meet with luck. Because once he sees anything that has work, he will separate himself. And once you separate yourself, you cannot get anything in this life. And my prayer for somebody here today is that you'll never be termed a slothful person. And every seed of laziness, every seed of the flesh that wants any of us to be tired and weak in the place of work and still worship, that spirit is cast out in the name of Jesus. That spirit is cast out in the name of Jesus. That spirit that makes you say, what is your hobby? My hobby is sleeping. I love sleeping. I love sleeping and eating ShopRite. Those are my two hobbies. Hi. That's my hobby. Is that a hobby? Number three. Hindrance to divine surprises at work is compromise and impatience. Your character matters a lot. And your character affects the level of surprise you can get from God. When a person is too much in a hurry, he will eventually be sorry. When you are too much in a hurry, eventually you will be sorry in life. So, a Christian must avoid compromise and impatience. Proverbs 28 verse 20. Proverbs 28 verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Anybody rushing for I can make money from any means. I can do anything for money. Why do you think a lady who is in school will leave her school and go to Lagos for prostitution? It is for money. Why do you think a young man who should be working and sweating will carry gun at night and knock somebody's door? Say, who is there? Say, it's me, the landlord. You open this door now, I break your head. It's because of compromise and impatience. At 30, wanting to drive what somebody of 60 years is driving. At 25, wants to wear this watch of 1 million. I even heard now that there are some hair that as much as 500,000 hair. Shakala bara. 500,000. And I know those things are like fiber. People put fire and go. The head will just burn, pound, going. We must avoid, in Jeremiah 17 verse 11, explains to us the importance of avoiding all these kind of things. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatched them not, so he that getteth riches, and not by right, anybody doing duping people, 419 plus, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days. And at his end, he shall be what? A fool. Anyone you see that is, all these people that you are seeing that are seeing our money, their debt will be, it will be a very shameful debt. All those people you see seeing our money, clear all the money, carry it somewhere where even the wife and his children don't know where the money is. All the money of a state, one person, clean it, carry it inside bag or briefcase, move it to a bank. In Switzerland, in UK, they will die a shameless death. The streets, they are supposed to use the money to repair, they did not repair it. So people are dying on that street. Hospitals, where they are supposed to be equipped, no equipment there. Once they have small headache like this, they buy ticket, they go to London. Please, I have headache. Can you help me? Whereas Nigerian hospitals are being destroyed daily. I know some of them must be watching me now. And if they are not watching me, somehow, this video will get to them. If you don't repent, something very evil is coming to your doorstep. Compromise and impatience. Do you know that there's nothing good that God will withhold from you if you walk uprightly? If you walk uprightly, nothing good God will not give to you. So if you are the kind of person whereby you are into compromise, you are into impatience, you give max for bum. Say, I will give you 50 if you stay with me 5 days, 6 days, 60, 7 days, 70, as this graduating like that. I told you the story before of a man who was a medical doctor who used to do pregnancy abortions for ladies free of charge, but you have to sleep with him first. After sleeping with him, you will now remove the something. He did it uncountable times, and when he was about to die, he was shouting, "I can hear the cry of babies. I can hear the cry of babies. I can hear the cry of babies." He shouted that for many, many days before he eventually passed away. Predict where he is now. Let your own wife around at home, brutalizing, bastardizing, nonsensicizing. Compromise affects surprise at work. Things to note about compromise quickly. That's 3C. Contentment and character builds your destiny. 3B. The absence of contentment bats compromise. When you are not contented, you begin to compromise. Number 3 thing to note about contentment and compromise is that the absence of discipline is the doorway to disaster. When you are not disciplined, you are opening the way to disaster. Pray everyone here will escape disaster in the name of Jesus. I say you will escape every disaster in the name of Jesus. I say you will escape every disaster in the name of Jesus. And 3D, contentment brings great gain. Once you are contented with what God is doing in your life, you are stretching out for God to do more, yet you are not impatient to the level of killing somebody for money. Destroying a business because you want money. Destroying a system because of monetary gain. My prayer for somebody here today is that any spirit of compromise and impatience troubling anyone's destiny shall be terminated in Jesus' name. That spirit is called the spirit of Gehazi. You know that story of that young man? His boss refused to take something from somebody. He went back and said, "My boss said I should take this." And eventually he was a victim of leprosy. Anybody you see leprosy now is from that lineage of Gehazi. He said, the boss asked him, "Where did you go?" He said, "I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything." He said, "Didn't my spirit go with you? Isn't this what you asked for?" And the guy was not even a wise person. Instead of him to have prostrated and begged, "I'm sorry, I will never do this again." He was looking like Luke said, until cuss came out of the boss's mouth for him. May the Lord give us understanding this morning. I said, may the Lord give us understanding this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm talking about hindrances to divine surprises at work. I'm on number what now? Number 3, I'm going to number 4. Number 4 is disloyalty. When a man or a woman is disloyal, it affects the work. How many of you know that those that backbite are always at the back? When you say backbite, backbite. Somebody backbiting will always be at the back to be able to backbite. So if you are at a place of work, leave the politics of the work alone. Face your business. Don't put your mouth into things you don't understand at the workplace. Don't work to bring down others. Say, we must look for a way to set this guy up so that they can sack him. We must look for a way to bring this guy down so that they can sack him. Any man or woman who is working in an organization, in an establishment, must remain loyal to the system. Loyal to the bosses. And loyalty is to the top. Your loyalty is not to anybody. Your loyalty is to the topmost top. So you must not see things going wrong and then you keep quiet. How many of you remember the story of Mordecai? How he showed his loyalty and how God promoted him. How the king remembered him. Every of your acts of your loyalty in the past shall be remembered today. Every of your acts of loyalty shall be remembered today. And number five, where I plan to stop this morning, is enemy confrontation. I'll spend a lot of time here this morning. The enemy knows the importance of your work. You might not know. The enemy knows. He knows that if he can harm your business, harm your work, he will frustrate you. Especially if you're a man. A woman sometimes can have somebody to fall back on. So when the business is someone, okay, my husband is there. My husband is there. Most of the men you see that are moody or that kill themselves, it is because of frustration of business. Their business and their career that was not going well made them to put rat poison inside Gary and drink it. They poured Dangote cement inside Gary and drank it. The enemy pushed them to the wall that they became frustrated in life. I'll give you a good example this morning in Isaac in Genesis 26, verse 14 to 22. Isaac was into his business, jejeli. Someone say jejeli. He was just doing his business. And these wicked people, let me show you what they did to him when he was digging wells of his father's. For he had possessions of flock and possessions of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. After envying him, what did they do to him? For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped him and filled them with earth. Do you know how difficult it is to dig a well inside the desert? As he was digging the well, they would be filling the well. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art mightier than we. Go on very fast. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. They pursued him there again. Isaac digged again the well of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of sprinkling water. Then what happened again? And the herdsmen or herdsmen. So it's not today that herdsmen have been troubling people. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. They pursue him again to ruin his business, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. They fought him. Water was is a very essential thing when you are talking about the kind of business that Isaac was doing. And water is essential to life. Go on. And he dig another well. And they strove for that again. What is it? Why? What is it? Effect by meaning. What is the problem? Why are you so desperate to ruin this business? Go on. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sidna. Verse 22, I think I better stop there. And he removed from thence and digged another. That's why you have to be a brutal person. Just keep that scripture there. That's why you must be a ruggedized Christian. What is jebe? He dug the well. He started the business. They ruined it first time. He went to another place. He started again. They ruined it. He went to another place. He's now. And he removed from thence and digged another well. For that they strove not. And he called him of that name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. May the Lord make you fruitful in the land in Jesus' name. These are what we call neighborhood enemies against your business and career. They are near you, yet they hate you. Because why will you be working and somebody trying to destroy you? Work. In Jeremiah 12 verse 14, God talked about neighborhood enemies. Jeremiah 12, 14. Jeremiah chapter 12. He says, thus hear the Lord against all my evil neighbors. They are close to you, yet they are evil neighbors. That they touch the inheritance, that they touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from amongst them. The God was, there are some people, they are evil neighbors. They are so close. So perpetrating evil over your business and your marriage and your career is very easy. They know your address. They know things about you. And this affects your business. Any evil neighbor that is giving you problem, God will judge them today. I say, God will judge them today. Anybody whose shop is near your shop, anybody whose house is near your house, and who says your business will not prosper, my God will judge them. I say, my God will judge them. Anyone staying in the dark and shooting arrows into your light, God will judge them. Can I hear your loudest amen? All evil neighbors, demonic neighbors, and friends that are against your survivor, they will not survive 2018. If they refuse to repent, they will not survive 2018. And so your business must grow well. It must, your business must shine. That's what God has given to you. Your career must shine. According to Luke chapter 8 verse 16, you can't light a candle and put it under a bushel. Your business can no longer be covered by the wicked. How can your business, how can they use, what's that thing they used to pound yam? Is it mortar? What's the second one? Pestle. How can they use pestle? Look at this. He said, no man, when he had lighted a candle, your business is a candle. Hello. Your work, your career is a candle. What you are doing for a living is a candle. He said, no man, when he had lighted a candle, covered it up with a vessel or put it under a bed, but set it up on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. From today, in the work of your hands, people will see your light. That vessel that they used to sit on your glory, it must catch fire today. It must catch fire today. Days of your walking like an elephant and eating like an ant is finally over. Days of your going to work from morning to night without anything to show, those days are over. Mark it, friends. Any business you do after this anointing service today, it must work out for you. It must work out for you. David was very young when his business began to boom. And this happened because he was anointed. First Samuel 16 verse 13. As he was anointed, everything changed for him. Via the anointing of today, the oil coming on your head today, everything will change for the better for you. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. It was from the day that oil touched David's head that surprises started for him. He killed Goliath cheaply. He fought battles and won. If it was in our present day, he searched for exam, came out with outstanding results. He launched out into a business, the business became a multi-billion business. He launched out into one vocation or another, something good came out. Friends, as a result of today's anointing, something good will come out of what you are doing. Something good will come out of what you are doing. The next person that will be successful in your line of business is you yourself. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Friends, in few minutes from now, we will be fighting our battles. For the weapons of our welfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3 to 5. I pray for somebody here today that God is going to make a way for you. Listen, I must not close this service this morning.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.